How you doing, big fella?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
Terrific. Nice Thanksgiving for you. Nice game on Thursday.
Yeah, that was the best. That was the best feeling.
Put Fireman Ed out of business. You should all be ashamed of yourself.
Retired now.
Yeah.
He's retired.
That's it. Just quit, man.
That's funny.
It.
Yeah. That's funny.
We're just wondering how the Jets fans are going to be able to spell J-E-T-S on their own. They're not the brightest group of fans out there.
Have you ever seen anything before you kind of threw Moore into Sanchez and his face got locked up with Moore's ass? It's been played a million times since Thursday night because it is so funny. Obviously, you did not know what was going on. You were on the other end of it, causing the whole thing. But have you ever seen anything like that? And how hard did you push him?
I don't think I've ever seen anything like that. But, you know, as a defender, we just taught to fight pressure with pressure. Obviously, seeing Sanchez go that way, I was just trying to minimize the gap. And that's basically all I was doing. So I just was pushing my tail off and happened to make that play. So it turned out, you know, great for us. And I like it. You know, just another, you know, Steve picked it up and scored a touchdown defensively. You play this game to score points on defense, and that was a big bonus for us. And then, 53 seconds, we walk away with some type of, you know, points. That's amazing.
You'll see that play for the next 10 years. That will be played over and over again. Every time things go bad for the Jets, they will throw that video up there. And you will see, when you're retired, you will be seeing that video.
Football fouls. Yeah. Right there.
I'm glad I'm on the good side of it.
You're on the good, exactly. Now, we asked you last week what the difficult part was. What was tougher, mentally or physically, getting ready for this game? You said, you know, mentally, just telling yourself that two games in 5 days, doesn't matter, mind over matter. How did that play out on Thursday? What were some of the challenges you had to deal with just getting mentally prepared to play this game?
Well, I think it was all mentally. We know as football players, you have to be able to play the game physical, especially the way that we built. I think that was almost a given, you know, because we, you know, that's the way we play, that's the way we practice. And I always said it was mental. You know, you're going in, you're playing two games within a week or whatever, 10 days, whatever it was, playing two games. It's like back-to-back. And it mentally, you just have to tell yourself you have to fight through whatever, you know, happens. And you have to expect to make plays. You got to expect for the other team to make plays. But they was in the same category that we was in. They was coming out from a Sunday game and heading into Thursday game. And like I said, we had to go on the road, Thanksgiving Day, last game. So you're basically sitting around all day waiting to play a game on Thanksgiving. So mentally you had to try to block out everything and just focus on the task at hand. And I was playing football, division game. And I think our guys done a real good job of that. You know, we created turnovers, made big plays, made key stops in certain situations that we was very proud of. So it made our Thanksgiving night a lot easier, you know, to go home, fly home Thursday night and actually to be with your family for the weekend. It made it a lot more, you know, special for us.
You talked about creating the turnovers, and this team's been very good at it, this defense has this year. But they haven't been the fluke turnovers. They've been, especially against the Jets, these were hard-hitting turnovers. Is that something that can be, I don't know, contagious isn't the right word, but something that you get on a roll with and be able to create something like that, just knowing that you've got the team, your defense has the ability to do something like that?
I think you get in the zone. Mm-hmm. If that zone is, you know, making negative plays or making, you know, big plays after one another or sacks or tackle for losses or turnovers, I think you get in a frenzy. And this defense, we've been in that all year. You know, the times we struggle with, you know, getting the ball, we have problems because it's part of our defense. That's one thing that we work very, very hard at, you know, in practice is creating turnovers and trying to score. So once one come, you automatically get the feeling that another one can come. And it's not been all interceptions or it's not been all strip sacks. You know, it's actually been guys actually laying a hat on people and coughing the ball up. So that's, you know, going out, being physical, and taking the ball away. And I think that's the most impressive thing. When we sit back and look at all our turnovers, that's probably the most satisfying feeling when you know, see guys hitting people and the ball popping out, because we know what type of defense. We're a physical defense. We want to play that way. So we know the more we can keep our offense on the field it's positive for us because they do a real good job of scoring points and you know, turning those turnovers into touchdowns and or points. And in this game, you have to be able to score points. So we're going to need it from here on out. You know, we have to play crucial football every week count now. And we have to play our best football going forward.
The pattern seems the same. Michael and I were talking about this earlier. Last two seasons, you guys run the table in the second half of the season. You've done that to this point so far. And yet, we look back at the beginning of the season. We're sitting here talking about it. You guys are probably talking about it. Got a hole here. Got a problem here. Why is it that this team always seems to get better in the second half of the season? And yet, we look at some other teams right now that a lot of people thought were going to be superb teams, head and shoulders above everybody else. And now we're starting to see the warts in those teams, and they're coming down a little bit.
You know, you have to believe in one another. That's first of all. I think the more trust and faith you have in your teammates and your coaching staff, and the more you just believe that you can get better, and it is plays out there that we can make, the better you'll be. And we've seen it all year. We're playing consistent football. We'll go out, we'll give up some plays that can change the game or, you know, change a turnover situation or whatever it may be. You see those things. So you have to be able to get better. And we've done a great job of that. We've come in each week. Things we try to get better at, we put a lot in it, and we move forward. We don't spend a lot of time on, you know, bashing one another about, you know, certain plays that we didn't or we didn't do. We just, you know, come in and say, hey, these are the plays we need to get better at, and this is what we're going to do to get better at it. And as long as you have the team understand that and have everybody on the same page, you will have a better football team going forward. So, and we've done a great job all year with that, and it can't stop now. You know, it won't stop now because, you know, Bill won't let it happen. The guys that's been around won't let it happen. And the younger guys, they're starting to see how we do things around here. They're starting to believe. And as long as you believe, there's always a chance. And we're giving ourselves a pretty good chance in playing these games. So it's just belief and the faith factor and just being able to get better and believe you can do it.
You talk about your defense getting better. What exactly does your defense have to do to get to where you want it to be?
Just be more consistent. I mean, in the run game, in the pass game, third down, I mean, red area, little stuff, little, you know, situational football, you know, understanding the situation and executing well. And that comes with just being consistent. It doesn't matter what we call, because anything we call, we believe that we have the players and our scheme can make that happen. So we just have to just tighten up a few loose ends and just be consistent. And one thing that we've done, and sometimes we've been on the right side, we've been on the wrong side, is be able to finish games and play games 60 minutes or however long it takes to play games. And this is a tough football team. We have a very tough football team mentally and physically.
Was it tough doing that in that game Thursday night? You were up huge. It's the first quarter.
It wasn't tough, not at all, because like I say, when you're playing a division game, you always, especially division game, we wanted to continue to do things. I mean, we knew that we had the turnovers that gave us points, but at the same time with some things that we was doing that we thought we can be better at, and that was the run game, you know, just minimizing gaps, tackling better. So we knew that any given play that, you know, they can get a big play out of it. So we just had to keep telling ourselves, just play more consistent, trust one another. And I think that's the biggest thing for us. As long as we play consistent football, we can make it tough for our opponents. But we have to do that.
You guys have heard Vince talk about his dad many times. As a matter of fact, his dad is the reason he wears number 75. David Wolfwerk educated him on the importance of 75 and all the great defensive players who wore it. Vince lost his dad to diabetes, so this is personal. EMD Millipore will match every minimum $10 donation to the Vince Wolfwerk Foundation.
Good stuff.
And you'll be entered to win a pair of tickets with VIP tailgate passes. To donate, this is important, go to VinceWolfwork75.com. That's VinceWolfwork75.com.
Thank you, guys.
Good stuff. Have a good time down there in Miami. and win the football game. By the way, watch out for the sprinklers. The sprinklers.
I saw that.
Yeah, it was something.
We might need it. The cooler's off a little bit.
It was right out of that Buffalo Wild Wings commercial.
Yeah, right.
It
was great.
That's what it's like. Put the sprinklers on. Watch out. And we'll see you back here next
Thank
Monday.
Thank you, guys. You have a good one.